Chapter 5, A Million Books. Me and my bestest friend named Grace rode the bus home together. We held our boxes very tight on our laps, and we didn't open them. We are being careful about our graduation gowns, aren't we, Grace? I said. We are being careful not to soil them. Yes, said that Grace. We are. I looked down at my box. I am very proud of us for not opening these things, I said. I am very proud of us too, said that Grace. We rode in a row. I did a sigh. It's too bad we can't just peek at them a little bit. Isn't it, Grace? I said, one teensy peek wouldn't even hurt anything, I bet. That Grace didn't say anything. I tapped on her. Okay. Here's what I'm thinking, Grace. I'm thinking we should do one little peek, and that's all, I said. What do you say, friend? Grace made her voice very loud. No, Junie B. No, we're not allowed to. Can't you follow orders, huh? Do you want to soil these things? I did a huffy breath at her. But peeking will not even soil them, Grace, I said back. Peeking is just looking with your eyes, only faster. Only too bad for me, because Grace kept on saying no, no, no. And so I had to wait and wait for that stubborn girl to get off the bus before I could peek. After she was gone, I looked in my box. Zip, zip. Pity quick. What do you know? I didn't even soil anything. I got off the bus and ran to my house. My grandma, Helen Miller, was babysitting my brother. She was feeding him a snack in his chair, high chair. Grandma Miller, I got my cap and gown. It is right here in this box, I said. Would you like me to try it on for you, Grandma? Huh? Would you? Grandma Miller clapped her hands. Of course I would, she said, real thrilled. Try it on right now. Okie dokie, I said. Then I quick put on my cap and gown. And I danced all around. See me, Grandma? See what I look like? I look like a graduation girl, I said. I hopped around Ollie's high chair. My teacher said not to play in this, but hoping is not the same as playing, I said. Just then, I heard the front door open. And hooray, hooray, Mother was home early from work. Her whole mouth came open when she saw me. Oh my goodness, she said. Look how cute you are. I know it, Mother. I know I'm cute. I said, I look like a million bucks in this get up. I twirled all around in front of her. See me twirling, Mother? Twirling is not the same as playing, I said. After I stopped twirling, I fell down on the floor. Falling on the floor is what comes after twirling. It cannot be helped normally. Mother picked me up. Maybe you should take this off before you get it dirty, she said. No, Mother, no, I said. I want to keep it on. Please let me, please, please. I quick ran to Ollie's high chair and I ducked down behind it. Ollie peeked around at me. He had sloppy on his face. I am not a sloppy baby like Ollie, I said. I won't get this dirty, I promise. But Mother shook his head. I'm sorry, Junie B, but it's just not a good idea to play in your gown, she said. After that, Mother and Grandma Miller blocked the high chair, and I couldn't run away again. Shoot, I said. I am surrounded. Mother took my graduation outfit off of me, and she put it back in the box. And then she put the box way on top of the refrigerator. Let's store it up here for safekeeping, she said. Let's not, I said real growly. Mother made squinty eyes at me. Then she took me back my arm, and she marched me to my room, 'cause that woman has no sense of humor. Apparently, she shut my door and left. I flopped on my bed, very glum. My stuffed animals were very glum too. Everybody thinks I am a sloppy baby, but I'm not, I said. I don't think you're a sloppy baby, said my stuffed elephant named Filled Johnny Bob. I don't think you're a sloppy baby either, said my raggedy aunt named Ruth. My raggedy Andy named Larry did a sigh. I wish your mother didn't put that cap and gown box on top of the refrigerator, he said. Me too, said Phil. Johnny Bob, I wish you could get it down from there so all of us could see it. After that, I thought and thought. Dare I lift up her soft ear? And I whispered, maybe I can.